Hi, everyone.
Welcome back
to Too Niche.
It's a huge day for Too Niche Nation.
This is big for nichejas everywhere because we have our first guest, our inaugural guest, and it is none other than the one, the only, John Hill.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Tony's excited, too.
Tony.
John Hill, for those who might not know, he's a seasoned Broadway performer, TV producer, host of The News with John Hill, and co-host of Andy Cohen Live on Radio Andy. And he has a one-man show called Wellness Check that we all need to go check out. And he's also one of my dear friends, and I'm so happy he's here today.
Amazing job with that plug.
That was really
anytime,
wow. That was
professional.
Professional, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for mentioning my show on your show, on Too Niche.
Of course.
Was so honored to have been on Too Niche.
I'm feeling really jealous because I feel like I have a lot of shows going on, but you just outshowed me.
I also have a podcast called Discretion Advice.
He does. Which, wait.
What
wait,
aren't you doing?
This concept of his podcast, do you know?
No.
It's porn stars and housewives.
Oh my God, wait, I do know this. I do know this.
It's my version of Too Niche because it's not the most mainstream thing.
I love that.
It's a real niche combo.
It's in fact, it's literally too niche.
But doing really well.
I'm always surprised that it is. But yeah.
I love it. I'm a fan. I follow. Even though you told me not to.
Well, no, I'm not sure it's for everyone, but it is for everyone. It's really for literally anyone and everyone. Except
inclusive.
My mom.
Right.
Fair.
Okay, so John is here today as our first ever guest hauler for a really important haul.
Thank you for letting me enter or just be in your space and be in your lime-washed abode, Lara.
You're always welcome anytime. My doors are open, and I told you this off air, but you are actually a huge part of the inspiration for my lime-wash journey.
Well, and Elizabeth was the inspiration for my...
It all comes back to Elizabeth.
It does. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen when lime-wash becomes the
Don't
worst
say
fad?
That. Period.
Let's have an un-lime-washing party.
Yeah, we'll
in
just
like
have
five
a regular
years.
Painting. I think we hit right when the trend is good and it has not peaked yet.
A couple of years.
Yeah, and part of the reason I chose this color is because I was like, it's lime washy without being too lime washy.
Perfectly said.
It looks so good. Both of your apartments look A+.
We're killing it. We're ahead of the curve.
It's beautiful.
Just in time for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So today's haul is Pop Girly Holiday Bops.
I have to be honest and stand in my truth, which is that I don't really fuck with Christmas music. I certainly don't fuck with a pop girly original Christmas song, which I didn't even know until right now that that's what this haul was. I thought it was like just Christmas songs that like the girls had done.
Right.
And I tried to find, I didn't want to be like a dead leg about it. So I... Is that even a thing, a dead leg? I didn't want to be that. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to pick one song.
You want to be a restless leg.
Yeah, I didn't want to be the restless leg. So I was like, I'll pick one song and like throw it into the hall mix. But then I realized that I failed at that because it is.
No, we're still putting it in the mix.
Okay.
Because I think if there's something that your heart is responding to.
And it was original back when
it
happened.
In the world of holiday cheer, I want to lean into that because I know that you come from a place of not being
of null.
Mm-hmm. I, as someone who grew up not being allowed to observe Christmas due to my Jewish household, I always like craved like all things holiday because
it was naughty.
Yeah. Yes. And so I just have a strong affinity for holiday tunes. And then I think to like niche it more so into like pop girly holiday bops. Like we're bringing it into like a zone that I think speaks to anybody. And John Hill was selected as our guest hauler.
Yeah, why did you select me?
Because I think you have amazing taste in music.
Correct.
And I know you know the pop girly vernacular very, very well.
I do try. And there is one on this list. I glanced over your shoulder and there is one that I play all the time every year. And it's very specific to me. I just played it live on the air, literally played it myself on the keyboard and
sang
it.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I can't wait to know which one that was. I've thought long and hard on this list. I've been working on it since July. No, I haven't, but I think we should just like get started. Oh, first, if you're new to Niche, welcome. And just so you know, we're a niche trend podcast in which we pick
a topic and we haul it exhaustively.
Exactly. So we deep dive it, we grade it, we give it the classic school grading.
And I think that for me, the grades are just based on vibes. It's hard to say like what I would classify, but it's just like a vibe and a gut reaction.
Yeah. I would agree. Yeah. And it's kind of like, do I want very little Christmas music around me. I'm sorry. It like I love being in LA actually at this time. You turn on the radio, Coast 103.5, and you're hearing, but like I'm not someone who has it on at my house all day long, like starting now. So my grading is like, do I want to listen to this
ever
this month?
Ever.
Like again. Yeah.
Mine is ever. How does this make me feel? Is it making me feel cheerful or is it hurting me?
Yeah. I'm going to go the Marie Kondo route. Does it spark joy?
Mm-hmm.
For me, my holiday listening tends to be more, starting December 1, my morning pages music is classical. It's classic Christmas piano.
That's beautiful music.
That is beautiful. Really nice.
That's why Tori Amos did an entire album of Christmas hymns just on the piano and then reinterpreted some shit.
Shoot, I should have added that to the, that's a different haul.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to start with a big one that's like super important. And it's called My Only Wish This Year by the great Britney Spears.
Took a walk in the snow. Couples holding hands, places to go. Seems like everyone but me is in love. Santa, can you hear me? I signed my letter that I sealed with a kiss. I sent it off and just said this. I know exactly what I want this year. Santa, can you hear me? I want my baby, baby.
A different song at first because it starts off as like a classic Christmas song.
They do all sound in the same vein,
and so then I was like, Elizabeth must not know that this is just like a
how are we gonna tell her
song. This is so awkward. She's been working on this playlist for a long time, but then it took a turn and it was like went into a chorus that I didn't personally enjoy, but I was liking it up into the chorus.
It does. My rose and thorn, I guess, or my holly, prickly holly and berry, my sheesh,
yeah.
Is like, the song does sound like someone took little snippets of cutting room floor cuts of other songs of hers and smooshed them together in a fruitcake of sorts, and then said, here's a song for Christmas. But all in all, it's a good song. It's a pleasant song. I could hear this at the Grove and not want to hurt myself.
I felt like I was in H&M.
Yeah.
And I was thumbing through coats and like feeling everyone and wanting it to feel nicer than like a felt feeling. And then just feeling like, oh, well, I'm going to go to like the Container Store next.
I guess it's a bad, it's a bad criticism to say it could have been worse, but I do feel like it could be worse.
It could, like, be much worse.
That's a fine Christmas song. And I like it.
It's a shopping background song.
Charlotte Tilbury.
Yeah, exactly. It's not stressing me out. It is making me
look for lip stain.
Yeah.
But
and like kind of I've said to many employees who have asked if I'm looking for anything, I'm like, I'm just browsing.
I'm all set.
Yeah. And like they're asking me if I want to like try something, and at least 10 have come up to me, but I've warded them off and I will be checking out soon.
Yeah. You just want to get validated. You're parking, not your face.
Both. I give it an A.
Okay.
Because
be real.
It sparks joy. And I think it's a bop.
It's not a bop for sure.
It kind of reminds me of her song Autumn Goodbye. That was like, it's a deep cut and
is
real
that
heads
what you
know.
Play before the holidays?
Yes. But you do it goes Autumn Goodbye to Outrageous to My Only Wish This Year.
Okay.
And that's the
There's
journey.
A story. She's telling a story.
Anyway, I give this one an A just because it like really does something to me. It makes me think of simpler times. And
what,
I like
what
that.
Era was that? What year do you
like
think?
Probably like if I had to guess, and I don't have it up, but I guess I could look it up. I would guess 1999, but let's see.
Oh, wow.
Oh, vintage.
It's vintage, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
It was last century.
Damn. Okay, that changes a little bit of things for me.
Because it was ahead of its time.
Yeah. I'm going to do a B minus. Because it doesn't, it's like not, I wouldn't go to it or seek it out, but I'm not mad at it.
It came out in 2000. Wow. It was 1 year off.
Y2K. I mean, mine's a solid just a B.
Okay. I love that. Okay, now I think like, as any millennial would, they're going to go from Britney to Christina, obviously. And this song is called This Christmas.
I love that one.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is that Christina invented that song? Because
that's a classic Christmas tune.
If so, then it's beyond grading. It's beyond a grade. It's so perfect because she then gave us the song that Patti LaBelle covered when she couldn't find her backup singers, which is this song. She was trying to sing this song when she couldn't find them. And these are the words she didn't know. They were Christina's words. I feel like it is a classic song, but it doesn't matter. She might as well have invented it.
Yeah.
That's an amazing track.
This song I like.
Maybe the grading is, for me, would I listen to it not at the holidays? And for this,
yeah.
I would.
This one's a bona fide bop. I actually, as a Jew, I guess I get a pass on this. I don't know. I'm going to pull this card. I don't know if it is I think it was a cover.
I think it's a cover.
But
it's a little too classic.
Yeah.
And I've heard it before, but I
actually,
love this
absolutely right.
I love this arrangement. It's a very like easy listening, which I can get down with.
I love when Christina goes, huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anytime she does that, I'm like, yes.
She takes us to church and she drops us off.
Yeah.
She leaves us there.
Yeah. I give this
she
one
left
an
us
A.
There. Yeah, an A.
She left us at the altar.
Yeah. It's an A plus for me.
So good.
Solid. And also the production, her vocal is so brilliant.
Yeah. I like a horns. Mm.
The
feels
horns.
Thoughtful.
Yeah.
Festive.
Okay. Next stop on this festive train Santa Tell Me, Ariana Grande.
Wow.
Santa, tell me if you're really there. Don't make me fall in love again if you won't be here next year. Santa, tell me if he really cares. 'Cause I can't give it all away if he won't be here next year. Feeling Christmas all around and I'm trying to play.
Verdict.
This is hard for me because I feel like I've heard this song so much. It's used in lots of Christmas commercials and it puts me in a place of stressful mall and like being sold things and like T-Mobile for some reason.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I can see that. I didn't take me there.
Where did it take you?
Oh, I don't know where it took me, actually. It took me out of my body. I know that. I think in terms of a pop girly Christmas song, it's an A. It's so good. It's exactly what you're hauling. It's a perfect example. Like, that is a recognizable, hummable earworm.
Mm-hmm. I bop to it.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
She sounds so good. Surprise,
she sounds
surprise.
Great. I think it's like a, I like that it's like a modern meets classic, like we mm-hmm. get like the traditional holiday bops songs like sounds in the background,
the jingles,
but then it's yeah the jingles,
but then someone's throwing ass to that beat.
Yeah,
I can see it.
And then we got mm-hmm. the classic Ariana Grande pop and lock.
Yeah. Now though that you've mentioned it, I can't think of anything but T-Mobile.
Yeah, now
It takes me just straight to T-Mobile. It yeah. feels very like commercially.
Yeah.
Like this was made for money. And it's reminding me of like the worst parts of the holiday.
Head over to yeah. T-Mobile.com. Use code NICHE20 for 20% off your holiday.
Get an extra line for free when you sign up for a family plan. 5G. It's a D for me. Sorry.
It's a D. It's okay.
A D. I'm feeling sold to, and yeah. like consumerist terror has overtaken my body.
I would like to still just keep it as an A for me, although it might have even taken me to Home Depot, to be honest. I'm looking for foliage for something for a wreath, and I'm getting in a fight with someone about it, and I don't want to scan myself out.
Yeah.
But you have to. And then you're hitting someone's bumper in the parking lot. I feel like I'm at traffic. Home Depot. But I do love the song.
I do love it too. It's an A. I think like in terms of a modern classic, we got one from yep. Miss Ariana Grande.
I'm loving this, by the way. I can't wait to hear who's next.
Okay. Wow. Where do we go from here? Okay. I'm going to go to a one. This is random. I'm not even going to say what it is. We're just going to listen and then I'm going to say who it is after.
Okay.
This is my song.
Vision so real.
Lindsay Lohan, her sister.
Featuring Lindsay. She's on there, yeah. But you can barely hear her.
You can't hear her.
Wow.
I know. It's important.
The title of the song, tell Laura.
Lohan Holiday.
I'm shocked. How old was she?
I'm trying to find the year.
I think 13.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is like prepubescent or like right on the edge.
Yeah, there's some stills, some artwork for... this track, and she looks quite young. Yeah, I like when I look at the
2006.
Okay, so yeah, she would have been 14, 15. Not that I know how old she is now, but I'm assuming she was young.
The promise of a Lohan holiday.
Yeah, what's it
is
promising?
Not what is come not to Long what Island? I think they thought it would be, especially at this specific time.
2006 Lohan holiday was
Long Island
cocaine.
It's Coke, snow, flurries of snow,
guaranteed
skiing.
Yeah,
if you will,
Adderall in your stocking. Yeah, when you look at the lyrics for this song on, say, Spotify,
mm-hmm.
Artificial intelligence will tell you what it thinks the lyrics are. And Allie has such an interesting pronunciation and diction as a vocalist that artificial intelligence thinks her pronunciation of the word imagination is imagitation.
Important fact to know.
Behind the music.
Like, let me just tell you the fact, if this song isn't in your head tomorrow, then I haven't done my job right.
Lohan Holiday?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in my head.
Yeah. No, it will never leave.
I was going down. I was like, did she just say Lohan Holiday? I was like, there's no way. And then I was like, did Gia or Melania Judice like make a Christmas song? And that's like, because it
same
had that
vein.
Childlike
yeah.
sound.
Yeah.
I like this. It feels really, it's like this was written by like an innocent young girl who like did not understand what she was doing at the time, and I like that
she was coerced doing it.
And it's very like, sure, we'll just do this.
Yeah, no, they were like, we know what the next right step is for the siblings. We need a holiday album stat.
Allie, you're up.
Did you guys watch the last year's Lindsay Lohan Netflix Christmas movie?
Oh, I think I turned it on and then turned it off.
Yeah. Well, Aliana makes a cameo in it as one of her assistants. Just like in Reason to Watch.
I heard the movie was good.
It's not.
Okay.
I watched it last year and then I watched it again last week.
So you like it.
I have a deep affinity towards bad holiday movies.
Okay.
And there's something about it that just like sparks joy, so I continue to watch.
This song has staying power.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like there, I have to give it that. I literally sing it in my live shows. I won't be singing it the one in December, but
wait,
I sang it
not?
In San Francisco, and I sang it on the air. It's just such a fascinating song. It also, with the exception of the lyric "Magical Christmas Land," it's non-denominational.
That's right.
It's for everyone.
It's for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. That's
or
nice.
Kwanzaa or Thanksgiving or just a holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it an A minus.
Me too.
I'll agree with everyone. I'll do A minus too.
Where do we go next? Okay, I know. Okay, this is 8 Days of Christmas by Destiny's Child.
Christmas was made for the children. Destiny's Child. G Christmas. Destiny's Child. I got G. Kabuki. Say what?
day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a pair of Chloe shades and a diamond belly ring. On the seventh day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a nice back rub, then he massaged my feet. On the sixth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a crop jacket with dirty denim jeans. On the fifth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the point that he wrote for me. Feeling that it felt so good, he must feel so in love, love. If he only knew what he does to me, my man, my baby.
I like this song. I forgot that they had done this song. I'm never really mad at a Destiny's Child anything, and this sparks a lot of joy.
I'm seeing just like this like holiday aura just came around you. There's cheer.
I like songs about getting gifts that you really wanted and someone being really generous with you and taking care of you is like, that's my sweet spot for like a modern day kind of Christmas tune.
I love bringing sexuality into the holidays as well.
Yeah, I think it's graphic, important for sugar daddy.
Graphic sexuality, rubbing my feet and back is really important. Like, although I did hear the sounds of at least three different types of animals in that. A reindeer or a moose, and then a dog.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of is like a Jingle Cats.
Where are we?
Vibe.
Are we in the manger?
Definitely. Definitely. It brought me there. It
gave me about knowing what you want as a woman.
Yeah. It.
Her it, love maybe got her a horse and a dog.
Yeah. And we only heard the 8 days.
Yeah, we didn't even get through all the days.
Yeah.
But this one brings me to the mall in a good way, but also in a little bit like panicky Zara way.
Yeah, this is anxiety music.
It's really chaotic, but it's having the opposite effect on me and is like soothing and fun.
The Grinch just like left the building.
It's like when you give a child like a overstimulated child with ADHD Adderall, and then it calms them, was like how this song the effect of it on me. Yeah.
I give it an A, even though, I mean, it's just good. I like when they talk at the top. That's always just, that will get me.
When they tell you things like they're like, you know, Christmas was made for cheer.
Well, you know, we didn't hear, not to go back in time, but we didn't hear, but there is a spoken word section of Lohan Holiday that is available. If you try to clip that song on Instagram, I don't think you can even find it on the track, but on Instagram's version, it's the only part of the song they let you have is like, hey, Lindsay, hey, Ali, what's up? Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So like, just side note for that.
What's our grades?
I mean, I say A as well, but I don't want to hear it a lot. It's kind of like after dinner, after everyone like on Christmas Eve opens one present and everyone gets a little drunk or eats a gummy, and they and like your whole family and like cousins and boyfriends and girlfriends like take a hike away from the parents, like to the like graveyard down the street and like do bad shit.
Totally. Okay. Speaking of talking at the top, this is our next one. And I'm again, no introduction. We're just going to go into it.
Can we start over and go just a little faster?
Ready?
Here we go.
Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, 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 bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Who the fuck is that?
Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner.
Oh, okay. I could have been like Caroline Ray or Bette Midler or like someone from The Talk.
Literally all the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same. Yes, that was Kris Jenner doing Jingle Bells. I broke the intention a little bit and went to a classic song, but I would be remiss not to include Kris Jenner
pop girly
on the playlist. Ultimate pop girly, if you ask me.
She's sounding great. The vocals are sounding really strong.
Confident.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I really want to like listen to it though to get me into like a joyful holiday moment. It's just more like that little bit at the top.
I'm glad it exists.
Jingle Bells doesn't do much for me as a song.
True. It isn't a melodically intricate piece. But I'm glad it exists.
Yeah. It's important that that's out in the world.
Yes.
For which I give it a B.
Now, was that a studio recording?
It's a studio recording. They recorded it in Travis Barker's studio.
Oh.
If you're familiar with season 2 of The Kardashians on Hulu, we got a little BTS on that.
Okay. Okay. I haven't caught up on that.
Well, it awaits you.
Well, okay. One thing about me is I stay caught up. So for better or for worse.
Well, and she's brave enough to not even do auto-tune or anything.
I think she did some auto-tune.
Well, there's only so much.
Yeah. I think it's been finessed somewhat, but I give her an A for effort.
Absolutely A.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a B. Just, but I'm happy it's here.
Right.
You know?
Same.
But if it came on in Zara, I would be really excited.
I'm trying to think of where I would want to hear it. Well, maybe want to hear it in...
Hell.
Yeah, hell.
I really only want to hear it in this space.
Yeah,
and because I didn't even particularly like this segment of the Kardashians when they did this like Christmas stuff. I'm like, I don't need like a holiday segment. Like, let's just keep it moving.
The only Kardashian holiday segment I need is all three of us going to Kris Jenner's Christmas party.
Yeah, like I want to see any Christmas party stuff, but I don't want like Christmas song.
I feel like we can make that happen.
Huge goal.
Major goal.
Wow.
Huge goal.
Wow, I'm going to put some thought to that.
Okay. Manifestation.
Yeah. It's like a big one.
It's got to be a huge party, right?
Yeah.
Why aren't we there?
Does Courtney have it now?
I think it switches now.
It's a roving
Kim,
Kardashian.
Maybe it'll be Khloe this year. Who knows? She's got a lot on her plate, though, so maybe not.
I need to hurry up. She's and contribute really trying, to society to
trying
be
invited. To get there.
You're contributing a lot.
I know.
You have a lot of power in this room.
Porn star and housewife podcast.
Okay. Auto-tune is bringing me to this next bop. DJ Play a Christmas Song by Cher.
And the city is quiet. I should be asleep by the heat of the fire, but I'm on my way out. I'm gonna stay out. I can feel the pulse as I walk in the door. Take me through the crowd to the middle of the floor. The red and the green lights are hitting me just right. Nothing more, nothing less. DJ, play a Christmas song. I wanna be dancing all night long. It's cold outside, but it's warm in here, and that's the only thing I want this year. DJ, play a Christmas song. I wanna be dancing all night long.
Feeling?
I've been transported.
What gay in her life told her like that was the move?
I love it. I think
I'm just so I'm uncomfortable by that. Why?
I love it. I'd never say this, but if I wish I weren't sober so that I could be on GHB with no less than 4 men inside me. That is song is perfect.
A dark room moment.
GHB and K. Get
it's
it in me.
Christmas with a K for sure.
Do you think it was originally a different song and then they were like, let's just say Christmas song, like DJ play like a sad song, and then she just changed it to Christmas song for the holidays?
I'm big fans of the songwriter of the song, Sarah Hudson, who is Cher's niece.
That's right.
And it's perfect. And I think Leland also helped produce this song. Don't quote me on all
that. I don't
that.
Know. I'm not inside
Leland
baseball.
Of Muna and Drag Race.
Oh, okay.
And Troye Sivan fame.
Okay, okay.
I think this is like heavy hitters are involved. And for me, it's AAA.
Well, we needed gay male representation for this particular.
The question was answered.
I also don't. I'm glad. I like that it's not like Santa do this like weird thing with me. It's like, I'm Cher. I'm talking to a DJ.
I'm on the dance
and
floor.
Here's what I want.
I'm on the dance floor.
Christmas song.
You're not writing a letter to Santa. You're talking to a DJ.
Yeah.
Santa's, by the way, not real.
What? Yeah.
Demanding the DJ to play a Christmas song because you want to be dancing all night long. I don't know what Christmas song would do that.
Well, 8 days of Christmas.
Oh, true. DJ play 8 days of Christmas by Destiny's Child.
Although, you know, I like the throwback of that telephone intense auto-tune, but like maybe just back off of, like, two scotches.
It's actually the exact same formula of Believe.
I know.
If it ain't broke.
Now I'm kind of starting to come around, but my initial reaction was like a visceral discomfort. Whole thing.
It's hard on the ear, but then if you look at it through a lens of Believe by Cher, then you go, oh, it is the sister holiday bop to
that. I needed it to be mansplained to me and then mishplained to me, and then now I'm on board.
I understand not liking it, or I don't, but I don't agree that it's hard on the ear. It's hard on your ears, but it's easy on my ears. I'm also 30 years older than both of you, so like this Believe was like,
you're 70.
Yes. Believe came out when I was in college.
You're Cher's age. I was literally, you're Cher's contemporary.
I'm Cher.
Okay, well, I don't know, it's grown on me.
I'm gonna give it a G for the drug to take when you're listening to it, and for it's growing on me.
And for I'm gonna give a C for Cher. I'm giving an A for Perfect, but also like there's something sad about it. I imagine that Cher's had a sad day.
She's in Malibu.
Yeah.
It was total PCH energy. It took me to PCH at night, and it's like a
moon shadows.
Mist.
It took her so long.
Moon shadows is closed.
Oh, damn.
So you have no choice but to go straight to the club where you say, DJ, play me a Christmas song.
You say, screw Malibu, I'm going to the Abbey.
Yeah.
Okay, side note though. I used to spend Christmas Day at the Abbey every year for like a couple years.
Love that.
Okay.
And I ended up getting asked out by one of the dancers.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, I made him take me to Hugo's for lunch.
Oh my God. Did a few days later happen?
No, it wasn't a love connection.
Because he was gay.
No, he wasn't gay, but for a living, when he wasn't dancing at the Abbey, he was a personal trainer for two people who he met at the Abbey. Only two clients.
Sometimes all you need is two.
I love that for him. Yeah. It was more like,
I bet he's at the Kardashian Christmas party. Mm-mm. Okay.
Probably not. But yeah, I used to go to the Abbey every Christmas, and they would all be dressed as shirtless Santas, and we would do a lot of drugs.
I love that
tradition. And it was really fun.
A Hollywood Christmas.
Yeah. For real. Truly.
A Cher Christmas.
A WeHo holiday.
So that song reminds me.
Very WeHo Christmas. That's your Hallmark movie.
Thank God.
Wait, I see it. Yes.
Cher makes a cameo.
Actually, I would actually prefer it was like a Netflix or a Discovery Plus because they have a better budget. It's seeing, okay. But
fair enough. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll
I think we
it.
Need to bring it ground this
okay.
in more of like a
heterosexual.
Well, this isn't technically a pop girly, okay. but it's like in the pop girly wheelhouse. And so I'm just going to play it. It's NSYNC. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas. Happy
all the words to that song.
because you've been to the mall.
It's a Starbucks for me. It was a Starbucks. I was like, kind of went like against the grain of what I usually order. And I decided to like mix it up with a caramel macchiato.
Those
with
holiday extra cups. Shot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like holiday time.
I like that there. It's a very inclusive holiday bop. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. That feels important.
It was back during the time when we were trying to expand our horizons to include others.
Yeah.
This song is great.
I think it's a good one.
It's an amazing hook just for a pop song, not even a holiday. It's like a perfect hook and it's really simple. And like the songs I respond to the most, with the exception of DJ Play My Favorite Christmas Song, is that they take you to church. This is like a gospel song to me.
It's sweet. I like it. It gives me like parade energy.
I'm at Starbucks with you or Borders.
Oh, may she rest.
Borders in the self-help section with a friend laughing. Yeah. We're young.
Not sad. Not
we're
sad.
Not sad. We're young and we're laughing at the books.
Okay. I would give it an A. I think it's a good one. They're girlies.
Solid. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do we know who Sabrina Carpenter is?
Yes.
Is she like a Rebecca Black?
She's, I think, more of like an Olivia Rodrigo. And they had like some beef.
Yeah. They had beef because the guy who Olivia wrote her whole first album about was allegedly left Olivia for Sabrina Carpenter.
Do we like her?
I like Sabrina Carpenter.
Elizabeth?
I would say she's not as good as Olivia Rodrigo. There's a bit,
some may say
who is?
Some might differ from that opinion. Mm-hmm. Some might say no.
But the Carpenterias might they might step to that assessment.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
I'm an objective listener, so okay. I guess
I know very little as well.
Okay.
So
is she the one that Selena Gomez donated a kidney to?
No.
Okay.
Selena got someone else's kidney donated.
Oh, right. So, yes.
The ultimate Christmas gift.
Okay, this is called A Nonsense Christmas. And apparently, it's rising in the charts.
Oh, so this is new.
This is new.
Okay, here's my thing is I think that Sabrina knew she had to do something. And she had to do it fast. And the year's coming to an end. So I'm excited to hear what she's going to throw at us.
Side note, the plot of Oweho Christmas is donating a kidney and then getting pissed. You donate to your boyfriend, but then he dumps you for a hot guy. And then you...
And shares your mom in it. Shares your mom. And she's kind of an old party soul. And you're a little bit embarrassed, but then she says, come on with me once you're healed.
She's like, you can't have mine. They're not viable. I'm too old. But the Christmas gift is that her doctor says, wait, your kidneys are viable. Donate away.
It's the holiday remix. Oh, think I only want you under my mistletoe. I might change your contact. It has a huge North Pole. You said you like my stockings better on the floor. Boy, I've been a bad girl, I guess I'm getting cold now. Let me come warm you up, you've been out in the snow. Baby, my tongue goes numb, sounds like ho, ho, ho. I don't want Santa's elves underneath this old tree. It's a little carol I wrote, it's about you and me. You're my wish list, looking at you got me thinking Christmas. Snowflakes in my stomach when we're kissing. And when you're coming down the chimney, oh, it feels so good. I need a Charles Dickens. You'll be Santa Claus and I'll be Mrs. I'll take you for a ride, I'll be your vixen. I don't even know I'm talking Christmas. I'm talking, decking all the halls. I'm talking spike and eggnog. I'm talking opposite of small. I'm talking big snowballs. You got a new toy for me. I'm out here trimming the tree.
Wait, why does it sound like La La Kent?
Yeah.
It's a bit we're blackfishing with an accent.
I was going to say, all right.
I kind of liked it, that being said.
I really am liking it. But I also am concerned for myself that I'm like really into like a hypersexual Christmas song.
You're a horny Christmas.
Very horny Christmas.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Say more.
I feel like she's trying to do way too much, and I don't even know who you are.
Okay.
I agree like with that assessment.
Yeah. I'm sure it's good, but it also sounds like a young person's song. And as I've stated, I'm
elderly.
The ripe old age of 75. Like that, you've had quite enough of these kids and their Christmas songs.
Yeah, like the other song took me to Home Depot. This song took me to Lowe's.
This song took me to like Bootsy Bellows.
The nice guy.
Yeah, this song was like, I'm going to have like a peppermint schnapps. I was like, I'm going to have like a kooky Christmas cocktail.
She mentions wanting like the opposite of small and something without balls. I don't know. It is graphic.
It's a graphic tune. And I agree that I'm like, if this were someone I knew, like a more of a name, more of a player, mm-hmm. a big name player, if
Ariana.
You will. Yeah. Like I'd be open to Ariana doing that, but there is something just like catchy.
So she
but
wants
I feel
to
like
have
this
a,
could be anyone.
Is she trying, she sounds like she's trying to like brand herself as like having a personality and like being a bad girl.
Yeah. So their lyric is, I need that Charles Dickens. You'll be my Santa Claus. I'll be your Mrs. I'll take you for a ride. I'll be your vixen. I don't even know. I'm talking Christmas.
Girl, I like, actually, I'll be your vixen. I think that's one suggestive thing that's kind of clever, but mm-hmm. I don't, the sexualization of Santa and Miss Claus always throws me
I
off.
Do think, though, I could see this song
I need that
being...
Charles Dickens. I don't even know.
I'm talking Christmas.
I could see this song being the opening credits for A Way Ho Christmas.
Okay. Now I'm in.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Now it's an A.
It's all about just like placing it properly.
Packaging.
Did you call it a Way Ho Christmas?
Yeah, I always say Way Ho.
It has an accent,
I do.
It's like my a very Way Ho Christmas.
I've always said it wrong.
Way Ho.
Way Ho. I don't know why. Wee Ho.
You're fancy.
I give that pronunciation an A plus.
Thank you. Okay. Okay.
That's a TikTok brain song for me.
Totally.
Also taken to a place of like, what dances am I going to see on TikTok?
It could be underneath like a DIY project at home too. Mm-hmm. Lime washing.
Yeah. You could lime wash to it for sure. Okay. We got to bring it back to a classic. We've got to course correct. Okay. This is Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson. I love it.
I like it too.
It seems like a classic.
Yeah.
It's an original of hers, right? Because I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I give it an A.
A plus.
I give it an A as well.
It's like a Christmas morning.
All the good things. It's you not, you know, it's the good parts of Christmas.
It's uplifting.
Yeah.
It's a celebration. It's yell singing, but in tune. Powerful vocal.
Amazing production. Like that song could be so annoying if someone had made like a rinky dinky production of it. But like the band is good. The instrumentation is really nice and classy. And she is, yes, singing from her downstairs lips.
Yep. Which is very important, especially on Christ's birthday. Yes. Okay, next one. This is like an indie artist, Christmas Tree Farm by Taylor Swift.
My winter nights are taken up by static, stress and holiday shopping traffic. But I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else, just like magic. My heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkles and lights, bundled up in their mittens and coats, and the cider would flow. And I just wanna be there tonight. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon, mistakes are forgiven, and everything is icy and blue. And you would be there too, under the mistletoe.
Heard that one before?
I had not heard that cottagecore song. I like it though.
That Etsy track.
It is that
very Etsy. She's actually going to sue Etsy for it being too similar.
Infringement. It's such a lovely song.
It's cute. I love Taylor. I'm like a Swiftie for the Swifties, but
the Swiftie.
Yeah, but. It, like many Taylor songs, the first listen didn't do anything for me with this one, but it grew on me.
Sure.
As many a Taylor song will do. And then it just like ends up in your head, and then you're like on a Christmas tree farm and there's a light in the barn and da 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 da, and it's in your head forever.
I feel like for me, it's an A on like Thanksgiving Day or the day, or the week after, like now. But play that for me on Christmas actual day, I'm out. I want big crescendo exploding gifts. That's ease me in. That's like one.
That's smart.
That's priming me. Mm-hmm. But I want to, as we get closer to the actual day, I would be like, okay, enough.
It's a pre-cum.
I was going to not, but yes, I was going to say it's one finger. You know, you're loosening me up with that. So, which I think it's an A for that. And then, but stop, you know, ease me in with that. But I don't need to hear it after a couple weeks of Christmas.
I think that's a proper assessment.
Yeah.
She's cute. I like that when she dropped this song, it was with no warning. It was just like, here's a bop. Here's a song for the holidays. I grew up on a Christmas tree farm and here's the song you're getting.
When did she drop it?
Probably like last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's an A with a B rising.
Exactly. Okay. You guys, we're rounding the corner. We've rounded. Okay, we throw in John Hill's favorite, which is a cover, but...
Is it a cover?
Hard Candy Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's from Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, the musical.
But wasn't it her song from that show? I mean, she... was the first person to sing it on a recording of a pop version.
Well.
Is it from the cast recording of that show?
I don't know. I learned about that song from when I saw Anne Margaret.
Right.
At the Fisher Theater in downtown Detroit. In her rendition of Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. And she had just had that crazy fall. If anyone has... Anne Margaret history with them. So the whole, she like didn't move the whole time and the whole show just like revolved around her. And that's the first time I heard this song.
Madams of whorehouses don't have to walk a lot.
Yeah.
The point
they've
of that
earned
story.
The right to
that's
sit.
The thing. Yeah.
I think it counts because even if it was written for a musical and someone else did it on Broadway or wherever, she was in the movie and then she made this song from the movie, the hit.
Oh, I didn't realize she was in the movie. I've never seen the
Dolly
movie.
Dolly Parton is the star of Best Little Whorehouse in Texas with Burt Reynolds, Tom Selleck, Burt Reynolds.
I think we just hit our two niche moment of the episode.
We niched it.
We niched it.
What, with Anne Margaret's fall?
With just, yes, yes. No, it's just like a conversation that brought us to Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
I just feel like,
yeah,
who's bringing that type of content into the world?
True. Okay.
Old men, like.
old 75-year-old gay
men.
Thank you.
That's an A, but also in a very Way-ho Christmas, once Elizabeth, the main character's boyfriend, has left her, this is the song that plays before her mom starts to rally her. And they...
Her car's broken down and she's strolling Way-ho and she's going to like the jockstrap store and
that,
she's
like
sad
part of Santa
knocking,
Monica looking in the window
shopping.
But there's nothing to buy and it's hot. Doing, she's in a coat but it's burning hot.
Doing a Dorit window pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. This
you
song,
go to the tanning salon.
This song is solo Christmas Day reflection.
Yeah, this is what Christmas is really like.
Mm-hmm. It captured the spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Every single person, no matter what, has a moment around the holidays that is that.
A Dolly moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like,
so
true. What are
we true.
Doing? It's not ripping through wrapping paper. It's like, what are all these people doing here? And I hate every single one of
I'll
them.
I'll be fine tomorrow.
Yeah, but not today.
Mm-hmm.
A.
Wow. Dolly. I can't believe I didn't realize that Dolly was the lead in the movie.
She's the movie.
Learning a lot today.
It's before your time. You weren't even born.
Okay, I have a new one from T. Kyle.
The best.
I'm coming down your chimney.
With my tits out. Pivotal scene in a Way-ho Christmas.
No, oh, this is okay. This is right after the makeover scene.
Yeah.
Dance floor, the Abbey.
It's like, I may not have a kidney, but what I do have are these fucking tits.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's like a full dance break with like, it's like flash mob type of scenario.
And the first film on streamer to have full frontal male nudity. a choreographed dance.
Yeah. And then I think that there also is like a meet cute in this moment because our heroine is a little bit fucked up, but like really feeling herself. And she gets into a K-hole and finds herself in the arms of an unlikely suitor.
Uh-huh. A dancer at the Abbey.
Exactly.
He takes her to Hugo's. He starts to become a trainer.
A, obviously.
A.
Yeah.
A. Should we include your favorite holiday song into the mix?
We can include one of my favorite holiday songs. If we're going just like Christmas, I tried to think, let me preface this with like, I wanted to play ball. As I said, I didn't want to be the restless leg. So I was like, oh, what isn't there like a Madonna version of this song? And then I looked up the Madonna version, but she sings this in a really weird baby voice. And I was like, I can't do that to my friends. So then I didn't realize that Eartha Kitt was the original singer of Santa Baby,
there
the song.
Is also a Kylie Minogue version as well.
Yes.
But we're going to do the original, the OG, for John Hill's generation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of
it's really seedy. It's I remember like hearing this as a child and being like, I love this.
A demon child.
Yeah, like a seedy, suggestive Christmas song.
I love it.
Yeah. It just always has hit for me. It's never creeped me out.
Eartha Kitt is an original pop girly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is more the zone of that I like to play in with holiday music. Just like a little more old timey, a little bit more like yesteryear celebratory.
Vintage.
Yeah. Vintage.
It's an incredible track. It's like
beautiful.
The only thing is it reminds me of, you know how in brutal horror films like a Candyman, I didn't say it only once. Like there's always like you go, when you go to the murderer's house, there's always like a record playing and it's like an old timey song. It sounds like that kind of song. You know, you're about to get full stabbed.
Interesting.
But I love it.
But it's cheerful nonetheless.
You equate it with brutal violence.
Intrusive thoughts aside, I love it.
Okay. It's the final. I felt like to play the classic Mariah Carey holiday song was like hack. And
we
like,
all know
we've
it.
We've been there, done that.
Yeah.
So I thought we would throw in Oh Santa featuring Ariana Grande and Jennifer Hudson. Here she is. I don't think lightning hits twice for Mariah and her Christmas bops, but it's in the universe.
Chaos at the Grove. It's chaos shopping. I put off all my Christmas shopping and now I'm trying to make it work. I might be at Best Buy trying to get a deal and I'm stressed.
I feel like I'm at Chipotle. I don't know why. I just feel like I'm there and they're out of everything. They're out of chicken, out of guac. They're out of everything. And I just wanted a snack. But that all I'm getting is this. I forgot about this song.
I'm here to remind you.
Yeah. Wow.
From her special on Apple TV that came out 2 years ago. That was quite good.
Mm. Mm. I think we're back at the mall. I mean, that's where we are.
Yeah, we're at the mall.
Yeah.
We're at the mall. I'm a little stressed. I have to give it a C.
Chaos theory.
C for chaos.
Yeah, I'm getting an S for Sephora.
Ooh.
You're stuck in a long line,
it's that line
at Sephora return.
Yeah.
Ew. And you're parking at that like World Market parking.
Yes.
But it's
at
full.
The Grove. Ugh.
Ooh.
And someone almost steals your spot, but then you get it and then they yell at you. And everyone's dialed up to a 10.
And then there's like you're at the mall, you're finally there, and everybody in front of you is walking so slow.
Mm-hmm. You finally get into Sephora to make your return. You stand in line for 20 minutes. Then someone argues with you. They have to call the manager over. Then they approve your return, even though it's been lightly used. And then finally, you're walking out feeling good. And then 2 days later, you test positive for COVID.
And then you find out that your Sephora account was linked to the wrong phone number. It was off by one number, and so you didn't even get the points. And then you have to call, and then they say, actually, you have to come in. We can't do this over the phone. And then you go in, and then they say, actually, you have to call.
Mm-hmm.
See, actually, you're George Santos.
Yeah.
Shopping here like that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, not my favorite song. It's upbeat.
I think it's a B for me.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was a valid effort to bring in Ariana, bring in Jennifer Hudson.
If you go to the trouble to get those two to join you, who yourself is an amazing singer, you want to hear the vocals front and center, you know? I would want to hear maybe just like a more stripped down.
Unplugged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just a.
I'd like to go the route of like a more thoughtful, soulful.
Yeah.
Like Mariah and Whitney when they did There Can Be Miracles When You Believe. Something like that.
That's kind of a holiday song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. The Preacher's Wife, Whitney. Oh. That whole album is very Christmassy too.
Oh my God. The Preacher's Wife.
That reminds me of.
That is such a good one.
Yeah.
That's happiness.
That's happiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Christmas is to me.
What a haul. I know I missed things. It's okay.
This is a perfect haul.
Yeah.
Pop perfect. Girly Christmas haul. This is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We discovered new songs.
Celebrated Sabrina Carpenter. Old.
Celebrated some oldies with some goodies. And I think it's safe to say that all the listeners will know exactly what to ask the DJ for when they hit
demand.
The club.
When they demand the
and
DJ
that- is what's most important.
Yeah.
From a haul.
Mm-hmm.
Just like knowing what to ask for on the dance floor. John Hill,
thank
first ever
me.
Guest hauler.
I'm blown away and so utterly floored.
Tell our listeners where they can come see your show.
Come see my show December 22nd at Dynasty Typewriter, 7:30 p.m. That's in Los Angeles. Or come to New York City the 14th of December at the Green Room 42. You can also see me there again in January and in Chicago on the 18th. So just go to my Instagram and get
we
all the
info.
We on
a world tour.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much.
I'll even do DJ Play My Favorite Christmas Song for you if you come to the show and request it.
Huge.
Yeah. Major. I will
huge
be at the Dynasty show.
Thank you for, I love Too Niche.
Thank you. Thank you for being our guest.
Anytime I ever post anything from you guys, I get people that I didn't know even listened that I'm just randomly friends with, like, oh my God, favorite podcast. Shout out my friend Sean. Shout out my friend Charlotte.
You've been such a supporter from day one. Thank you so much.
It's the best. I'm in awe. Aww. Never stop. Never
thank
stop
you.
Niching.
Merry Nichemas.
We need to
all.
Announce the winner of the Sleep Crown.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, we don't know your last name, but you have been notified via your Instagram DMs that you are the lucky recipient of our Sleep Crown holiday giveaway.
Congratulations, Kyle. Elizabeth also told me that Too Niche was your top podcast of 2023. We tip our hats to you, the ultimate nishta.
So you're getting a sold out Elizabeth Traveler pillow. And I don't think there's going to be more until 2024. So
it's a hot ticket item and you are the winner. So I hope that you enjoy it over the holiday season. I hope that your sleep is peaceful, not interrupted, and you relish in the feeling of an Elizabeth sleep crown over your dainty head.
And Guys, thank you so much for joining us. You can get this playlist and then show notes of this episode because I know you're
dying to hear all the girlies. And tell us what your favorite Christmas song is and if we missed one.
Well, we can maybe haul it next year.
All right.
We'll see you next week. I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Lara. And until then,
stay niche. Too Niche is created and hosted by Lara Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you loved today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.